Well, I need to go on and accept this right here because, you know, I'm getting older and I know I'm not supposed to marry no sinner, but I can change him. Well, don't get upset when the natural man act like what he's supposed to act like. If he get up one morning acting like a fool, cussing you out every which way, don't get upset. That's how he's supposed to operate. He's a natural man. Now, what does the scripture say about this natural man? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14. Let's read verse 14 out loud together about the natural man. Ready? Read. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The Amplified says, but the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for their folly, meaningless, and nonsense to him. And I don't know why Christian people keep trying to minister to natural people in a spiritual way. Natural people don't understand your scripture, and they don't understand your gospel music. It's foolishness unto them. The scripture just said a natural man cannot receive spiritual things. And yet we keep trying to minister to natural people the wrong way. And not even Jesus did that. Jesus even realized that if I'm going to reach these natural people, I'm going to have to minister to them through natural illustrations called parables. I'm going to have to get on their level and talk to them where they are. No, but some of y'all so spiritual, you act like you forgot how it went in your life. And I need to wake you up. You haven't forgot. You remember what you used to do in the booth, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. You remember. And all God is asking you to do, instead of you trying to be so spiritual with somebody who don't understand you anyway, what he's asking for you to do is to go back and explain to the natural man the course you took and how God brought you out. See, there ain't nothing wrong with you going back and telling them how stupid you used to be, how you used to party hardy and loosey-booty, how you used to smoke your reefer and, you know what I'm saying, drink your tequila with a little lemon. You understand what I'm saying? See, when you can get down to that level where they can say, yeah, I understand, and how you used to feel guilty, and how you used to feel bad, and how you used to be vulnerable and so self-conscious, but one day you met Jesus and got in His Word and you decided to make a decision. Now, see, they can relate to you because you're not talking something they can't receive. They can receive the parable. And once you open their heart up through parables, then you can say something spiritual to them, but you can't talk to a natural man the way you talk to a Christian. When are y'all going to get that? They're not going to understand you coming up. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he forgave his only begotten son so that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. They're going to say, whatever, dude. But if you went to him and say, I want to talk to you about a love that'll die for you. For real? A love that'll die for you? And see, gospel music the same way. Scared to change. Scared to change. But don't nobody understand. Well, you ain't helping nobody. Well, I don't sing nothing that I can't sing Jesus. If I can't say Jesus, I won't say it. Well, see, most Christians don't even have a revelation on Jesus himself. We go around Jesus, Jesus, there's something about the name. What you mean something about the name? You better know what that something is about the name. Or you might as well use the name of Henry. You do better saying, come out in the name of Henry. Folks, we got to understand how to win the world to the Lord. And you don't impress the world being spiritual. You scare them. You scare them. The world don't want to hear our little old saying Christian music, you know? We're in all God's children because they feel guilty.